I was really good. We can take loads of positives from the game. We're not going to get carried away, obviously, but it is really positive for us to play against a team that was in the playoffs, looking to go into League One. But yeah, we're not going to get carried away. As I said, we're looking forward to next Saturday where the season starts.
From a personal perspective, you were with Hornchurch and St Albans last year. So how did the Aldershot move come about? Were you watched last year?
Well, to be fair, there was, through my time when I went at St Albans, I was watched by a few people specifically that were agents somewhat, and they took really keen interest in myself. So thereafter, they found the availability at Aldershot, and I came down for a week trial, and then here we go, here I am.
And how have you found settling in?
Oh, really, really easy going. The lads have made it just comfortable for me to settle in such a short space of time. So yeah, it's been fine, yeah.
So a good squad to be a part of. I guess there's a range of personalities in there.
Oh yeah, most definitely, as you always get. But definitely a good bunch of lads. Everyone's enthusiastic, everyone's trying to push on. There's a good team spirit, and I'm really looking forward to the season ahead.
From a defensive point of view, there's obviously some very experienced defenders at the club, so people like Luke Oliver, Chris Barker, Joe Oster as well, injured at the moment, but that must be a great help to you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Loads from my learning experience. It's definitely something I can take on board for my progression, most definitely, and it's good competition for spaces. So you don't really want to be knowing that you're starting every week and week out. You want to know that you got someone sniffing behind you with loads of experience that's looking to play. So it's good competition, it's good for our development.
And have the squad sort of discussed anything about the upcoming season? I mean, have any targets been set? I mean, or is it just a case of, for those who were here last year, trying to do better than last season?
Well, yeah, well, most definitely going to be doing better than last season, I guarantee you that. But we've obviously got targets, definitely got targets, which will stay internal within the dressing room sort of thing. But yeah, we've got targets and we've got ambitions, so hopefully we can achieve them, yeah.
And Barry Smith, the man who brought you in, what sort of manager is he?
He tells it how he is. He's straightforward, easygoing. I found it really good playing under him so far. And I'm just looking forward to the rest of the season under him.
I mean, from a personal perspective, have you set yourself any personal targets?
Well, to play as many games as possible, most definitely. I'm now at this level for the first time, so I really want to push on. I really want to give myself a test, and I'm only going to do so by playing. So hopefully I can play as much games as possible.
And how do players view pre-season? Is it just something awkward you need to get out of the way to get to the league games?
Nah, not at all. You can't neglect it. Not like that. But it's not something you get too carried away with, like I said, with the result. But yeah, it's something that we need to get in the bank, just prepare us for the season ahead. But yeah, we're not getting carried away with the results. It's all about the 8th.
And that game on the 8th is a home game against Gateshead. Certainly not an easy game, but I guess the players are chomping at the bit to get to next Saturday.
Oh, most definitely. The excitement, everyone's just looking forward. It's like your first day at school when you're a kid. But yeah, we're definitely looking forward to starting the first game of the season, yeah.